The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, yes it is. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonners Ferry, as well as 97.1 FM KSBT right here in a somewhat soggy Sandpoint, warm and soggy. Snow is supposed to be returning this weekend, so we'll be back to the most wonderful time of the year. And if you're wondering why you're hearing this voice on a Wednesday, it's because this is a special December edition of North Idaho Wednesday. I'm your host, Bob Witte. In fact, speaking of special, for those of you who have asked about the show that my daughter Ricky and I used to do right here on Wednesdays, well, we're bringing it back, at least for I've got two fans out there. At least for 1 week, we will bring it back. She'll be home for the week after Christmas, and we'll be doing a holiday edition of Ricky's Top 10 on Wednesday, December 27th, with an all-new Top 10 list. Don't know what it's going to be. She's going to surprise us. We will possibly do a Part 2, Ricky's Top 10, on Friday of that final week of the year. We'll just have to wait and see. Anyway, we've got a good show for you today, I believe, here on North Idaho Wednesday. In our first segment, we'll once again be talking about Christmas shopping in downtown Sandpoint and some of the holiday festivities surrounding that. Justin Dick from 113 Main and Sherry Meekings from Carousel Emporium will be with us here in just a moment, representing the Sandpoint Shopping District, and find out what's going on. And ladies out there, you'll want to pay attention to this. And in our final segment today, we'll welcome back Ruth Klingensmith from the Suzuki String Academy. Their Candlelight Concert Series is coming up next week and beginning next week, and we'll learn all about that and what they have in the future as far as that Candlelight series continues into January and February. While we're here in December, there's a holiday cottage market at the Sandpoint Senior Center every Saturday through December 16th. Stop by on Saturdays between 10 and 2 and enjoy food and fun, crafts, clothing, and so much more. The Senior Center is located at 820 Main Street in Sandpoint. For more information, call 263-6860. And what else is going on? We'll have some representatives from Bonner General Health here tomorrow, and we'll tell you more about the Bonner General Health, how their employees, volunteers, and community members decorate trees with treasures and treats and donate them for auction. The BGH Parade of Trees is going on now through tomorrow, so stop by the Bonner General Health Classroom, 520 North 3rd, and take a look at the trees now through 4 o'clock tomorrow, and you could bid on those, and it benefits the BGH Volunteer Council and Employee Education Fund. Other things going on tomorrow is a happy hour at Matchwood Brewing. Join families and friends at Matchwood for a happy family hour every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30. Tomorrow they feature music from Buster Brown. And let's see. On Friday, you can get your picture taken with Santa. Free Santa pictures from 4 to 7 on Friday next to Baxter's in downtown Sandpoint at the Guaranteed Rate. You know, a lot of people will remember that as Cabin Fever back in the day. 113 Cedar Street. Everyone's welcome for a good festive experience with their family. And who doesn't want their picture taken with Santa? Lots of other things going on. Lots of holiday things going on this month at the Panada Theater. We'll have Rob Talbot, the new ED with the Panada, on the show tomorrow to tell us more about that. and stuff like that. So all kinds of things going on. If you want to learn more, you can go to Sandpoint Online and look at their entertainment calendar. Anyway, right here, we're going to have Justin Dick and Sherry Meekings with us in just a moment, and Ruth from Suzuki String Academy with us later on. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Christmas savings are going on now at Bi-Mart with our latest member-only savings book posted at Bi-Mart.com. All decorative throws are 40% off. Duraflame 6-count fire logs are just $12.99. Members save $4. Save 20% on all Christmas gift sets. Save more this Christmas season at Bi-Mart, your Northwest employee-owned membership store.
If you're staying closer to home this holiday season, get your shopping done at Pro-X Home Center. They have a large variety of great gifts for both him and her, from quality appliances, both big and small, in their home decor center, to a full range of competitively priced name brand power tools and accessories from Makita, Diablo, and Milwaukee in the main store. Don't miss everything Pro-X has to offer you and your loved ones this holiday. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
The Hydra Steakhouse opens 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Come on in for nightly specials, famous prime rib, seafood, chicken, and pasta dinners. Or swing into the lounge with a full bar, try a tasty appetizer, and check out the house-made signature cocktails, beer, and wine.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Hi, this is Chad Young from TheEasyHomeBuyer.com, Spokane and Coeur d'Alene's trusted cash home buyer. Despite record interest rate increases and home values dropping, I am still buying houses. If you own a house and want to sell as is in as little as 1 week, call me for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell fast for cash and pay no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing and we care about our customers. We are a local, family-owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. To get your free cash offer today, visit us online at TheEasyHomeBuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000. Play that catchy jingle.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
It's the best time of the year. All right, we are back here on a special edition of North Idaho Wednesday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, just trying to get into the holiday spirit, even though it's drizzly and a little chilly out there. But snow's coming back, so we'll get in the holiday spirit. And here to help us get into the holidays, representing the Sandpoint Shopping District today, for first of all, from 113 Main, Justin Dick, and Sherry Meekings from the Carousel Emporium. And guys, are you in the holiday spirit yet?
We're definitely trying to. I think it started like on Friday and Saturday. The Nutcracker was going on. It felt like we got 4 feet of snow, and then it's gone.
That's North Idaho.
It
you
is,
never
right?
know. It's no year is exactly the same as previous years. Speaking of not exactly the same, if you haven't been on the Cedar Street Bridge for a while, I was walking around it last week and going, God, there's always new stuff. The Carousel Emporium seems to have grown even more. And Sherry, tell us about the carousel. And you started as just one little shop and creations in the back. And now, how many storefronts do you have?
Wow, Bob, that's a big question. let's see. Well, I don't know. It's about 30% of the building, but you know, people love variety. Mm-hmm. We try to just love on every person that walks in that door, and we've done it for years and years and years, and it makes our hearts full, and so we just keep growing.
Yeah. Obviously, business is good, so it's all good.
Yeah. So if you haven't been in a while, come check it out.
Yeah. And I hadn't, and just walking around, a couple new things upstairs as well. So, well, congratulations on that.
And if I might just add one thing, because I love this about the Bridge. It's the one place where you can go with your entire family. You can stay out of the elements. There's shopping, there's coffee, there's something to eat, there's lots of activity for the kids. And if you just wanted to go down there to get your kids out on a rainy day, it might cost you a couple of bucks to donate down to Creations so that they can keep that going for other kiddos. So it really is a unique experience for downtown Sandpoint. And literally parking at the city parking lot, it's probably less steps to get over there than it is to park at Walmart and walk the entire store over there. So please get down there. It's fantastic.
That's an excellent point, because you go to the big box stores in Coeur d'Alene or Spokane. Yeah, well, you park and you walk three blocks, even though it's just one parking lot. So
I think we should talk about parking. Should we talk about parking for just a second?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, let's talk about parking for a couple minutes. Whatever you want to do.
All right, so I just go a little bit off of First when I need to park and shop downtown. I go to Second, Third, or over by the hospital city lot, and I always find parking. And I always think about the big box stores, like where I'm parking and walking in to get milk. And then I compare it, like, in my brain to downtown. So for me, it's really a perception. You know, I go, oh, this is about the same distance, just as you said.
Well, what else is interesting, too, like, I've been on an island for the last 14 years until, you know, being down at City Beach. And now that I'm up in town, Second Street between Main and Church, there's typically five or six spots open there. The city lot is, there's literally 10 to 12 parking spots open every day. You may, on a really sunny day, might be full around noon, like the peak hours. But for the most part, there is open parking spots downtown at any time. And I just got back from Costco. And if you guys know, my wife will attest to this. I try to just stay in the car because I don't like, I mean, it's like doing a 10K in Costco to get everything that you need, plus park. You know, you're parking way, way out there. And now being up in downtown, it's been so fantastic to get out, to go walk a couple blocks, to go see the business owners, and to see the actual foot traffic that's out and about walking. I mean, there's a lot of folks that do know that there's quite a bit of parking, especially when we're in the off season as well, too. So it really isn't that challenging to get anywhere in the five-block corridor of downtown by parking right in the center there.
And true story, now you mentioned Costco. I have never in my life been in a Costco.
You lucky.
Not even sure what happened.
I envy you.
People would say, oh, we went to Costco today. I go, I don't even know where that is.
We pay a membership so that we can walk around this giant store with like 3,000 other people, and you can only, like, our schedules are such that we end up going on the busiest time. Like, we go right after church on Sundays, and it's like, oh my gosh, why are we doing this?
And there's rules. And when you shop Costco, like, you cannot stop your cart's momentum. You have to just keep pushing.
Yeah,
otherwise, otherwise you're going to just get...
You can get trampled in
Costco. Yeah, you'll get trampled.
Right? Another good reason. I've never been in one and probably never will. But good point about the city lot and parking. My in-laws said that for decades. They go, oh, they come into town, they park there and walk because it's such a cute, welcoming downtown.
It really is.
And that's the best way to experience it and the easiest way to park. So.
Sure.
Excellent. So, Sherry, what else is happening on the Bridge for the holiday season?
Well, we do have some fun things planned.
Okay.
We have Santa Claus coming to see us.
What? Is it?
The Santa Claus, he's coming. So I believe our visit from Santa Claus is going to be on the 16th, the 17th, and the 23rd from 1 to 4 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. So bring your kiddos. Come on down. Just as Justin said, Creations is in the back, and it is so much fun for your whole family, and there's something for everyone in there.
Can you get your picture taken with them?
Okay, so the thing with Santa and pictures, everyone has an iPhone now, or a phone, and regardless if we have a photographer there or not, people take their own family photos. So this year, just bring your phone and we'll have somebody there to take the picture for you. And then it'll be immediate. It'll be right, you know, in your phone and you'll be able to utilize it right away.
Great.
All right.
That's I remember the days of going to Spokane with, we still have the pictures on the fridge, right? From every year, one kid is crying, the other one's looking deadpan at the camera, smiling, right? And then the next year, the other one's looking off into space and the other one's smiling, right? And I mean, I think that's really great that you guys are doing that, that you don't have the cost associated with Santa Claus and you can just use your phone, which you already have in your pocket anyway. So thank you for doing that.
Of course. Justin, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
So do you have a picture in the refrigerator of you and your wife crying and the kids smiling with Santa?
There's a couple. I'll tell you, there was an
Easter. They're crying after going to Costco.
Okay, Easter bunny. I didn't realize how bad that freaked out our kids, right?
Giant rabbit?
Yeah, and putting my daughter there when she was like 2 or 3 years old and just having her look up at the Easter bunny terrified. And you're like, oh gosh, I really never thought of it like that. You know, a 6'2" Easter bunny in the middle of downtown Spokane might be a little nerve-wracking for a child that's used to walking next to mom and dad. So, but it is great. It's great to have Santa Claus, and it's great that Santa Claus was able to make so many visits to our little community as well, too. So I don't know what you guys did to butter him up, but it's working.
Well, even Santa knows there's no better place to be than downtown Santa.
Absolutely.
So I'll throw this in there as well. Mrs. Santa Claus. Yeah, she's coming as well.
Oh.
She'll be there on the 23rd. And then I believe Santa's going to walk around town on the 23rd as well. Nice. So he'll be visiting other businesses. So you just might catch a glimpse of him. Okay.
And I hear he's going to be driving around Kootenai and Ponderay again on, I think it's Saturday the 16th. So we'll look for Santa doing that. And so what else is going on?
Well, we're going to have some choir performances this year, lots of Christmas caroling. People are going to show up and start singing. So I know a few performances on the 17th and 23rd, but there's going to be a surprise element as well, which I always think just makes our downtown so much more fun, you know, just to be walking around and then all at once people show up and they start caroling. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
So we'll have a few surprise performances just throughout town. Be super fun.
Yeah, yeah, look forward to that.
Yeah.
And you have Ladies Night coming up this Friday evening and lots of other things going on downtown. And Justin will give us an update on 113 Main is
now a
full-time restaurant. But we are going to take our second break and mainly just to get it out of the way so we can talk more with Sherry Meekings from Carousel Emporium and Justin Dick from 113 Main. And we'll get to that right after this.
Ready for a change of pace? The Washington Air National Guard offers high-caliber training in career fields from medical to maintenance and everything in between. Immediately access state tuition assistance and subsidized health insurance, all while serving 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year. Select jobs eligible for a bonus up to $15,000. Contact your local Air National Guard recruiting at 509-981-3217. The Washington Air National Guard. Build a career. Serve your community.
One thing North Idaho's high school sports teams are renowned for is their inseparableness. No matter what's happening out on the field or the court, they stick together. And we're not talking about just the players either. Coaches, students, parents, fans, they're all one big happy family. That's why Mountain West Bank is so proud to sponsor North Idaho high school sports, because we're part of that family too. Mountain West Bank. Today, tomorrow, together. Oh yeah, member FDIC.
If you're in the market for a propane appliance, come into the co-op today and check out our selection. Unique freezers, ranges, and refrigerators are in stock now. Do you live off-grid? Do you already use propane? If so, consider Unique Propane Appliances, where no power is no problem. We can help you find the right propane appliance here at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
Hey, Don Thomas here with Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and today I'm not here to sell you a thing. I'm coming to you in gratitude. As we enter into this holiday season surrounded by friends and family, we can't help but give a heartfelt shout out to all of our loyal customers who've supported us from year to year. We can't help but celebrate a feeling of satisfaction that we've been able to serve you with your home building needs. We've repaired your torn window screens, broken window glass, replaced doors, installed custom shower glass and screens, phantom screen doors, beautiful new cabinets and countertops. I could go on and on. And whether it's replacing a little picture frame glass or a new house full of windows, doors, and cabinets, we try and treat all of our customers with the same type of service and respect. And all of us here at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets appreciate every single customer who comes in our door. So finally, from our family to yours, we wish you the most joyous of holiday seasons and just a plain old thank you from Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. It's still the place to go.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life, especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want, finally. And now every day this season, unlock 20% off your total when you get any small, medium, or large Frosty in the Wendy's app. So order something from your own wish list this year.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's with app offer and registration. Applies to menu items only. Taxes and fees excluded.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
All right, well, if that doesn't smack of holidays, nothing does. Anyway, we are back here, North Idaho, Wednesday, joined by Justin Dick and Sherry Meekings. And I mentioned the Sandpoint Shopping District having a special night for ladies. And Justin, when, where, how, what is it, what happens?
You got it. This is literally my favorite event that we do with the shopping district. And as I think I'm going to repeat myself just because I love this group of people. The shopping district, a couple of years ago when I got on, we had roughly 25 businesses. Does that sound about right?
I think it was less, Justin.
And we're actually over 40 businesses that are now participating in the shopping district. And one of the things, I did mention that I've always been on an island, but the one thing that I've always done is collaborated with Sherry over at Carousel and Creations. So this Friday, December 8th, starting at 3 o'clock, going until 7 p.m., is going to be Ladies Night. And it's been one of my favorite ones because I actually get out of the restaurant. We're always just a little bit slower until about the middle of December. We bring over some appetizers. We bring some savory. We bring some sweet. We bring some wine. We bring some beer for the gents that are hanging out while their wives are shopping. And we get to see everybody. It is a great feel good, shop local, support local, knowing that your local places are going to reinvest that money back into their businesses, back into their employees, and back into this community. And I've just had a blast. So we're going to continue that. 113 Main, we'll be doing appetizers over at Carousel. We'll have those at about 4 o'clock. We just got our permits from the city as well. So thank you, city, for doing those as quickly as we did, because I kind of forgot up until Sherry gave me the message the other day. Oh my goodness. It's been wild. But again, I'm really excited to participate this year because we're actually in the heart of downtown. Mm-hmm. We've just been seeing a few people left and right come in with their shopping bags. It's great to see so many locals also supporting locals. But this is the one night where we really see the community come out, specifically the ladies. We do get the husbands that are also coming in. There's discounts at every single participating shopping district member. We're going to kick it off right over at Barrel 33. If you haven't been over there, please go see those guys. They are absolutely awesome. They've got a very cool little kitschy place. I love their tables in there. Their staff is always very friendly. Great selection of wine and beer that they hand source as well from all over the region. So that'll kick off at about 3 o'clock. We have a passport.
I was going to say, what does it mean, kick off at Barrel 33?
So, Sherry, you want to tell them about the Barrel 33 kickoff?
Yes. So, the gents love this kickoff. So, I've noticed, like, a lot of gentlemen just hang out there. They kick off the evening. Our downtown manager, Leilani Williams, mm-hmm. she shows up and she does some giveaways and gets everybody excited. And then the guys kind of hang tight and enjoy their evening there. And all the ladies start moving down the street.
I could see some guys showing up going, my wife said there was a kickoff. I was expecting a football game.
Well, I think it's kind of like you say, okay, gals, we're giving you the little boot off to head down the street.
Gotcha.
And to have fun shopping. So, yeah, there'll be great giveaways there. And then the passport is actually created. So people move all around the city. So there's four quadrants. And those quadrants have just, 10 shops in each quadrant. So you just need one stamp from each quadrant to qualify to participate in our grand prize giveaway.
So I'm looking at the list of participating businesses. You don't have to necessarily go to every one of these because you wouldn't have time.
That would be like a marathon shopping race. So you just need to actually really visit four retailers out of the 40, but we would encourage you to, peek at every shop because you're going to see lots of great things that you're going to want to get for Christmas.
Gotcha. So then they stamp your passport or something like that.
Yeah, you pop in and if you're shopping in the store, they just automatically give you a stamp on your passport. And if you're just popping in to see what's happening and you want to just get a stamp on your passport, you can do that as well.
Oh, so no purchase necessary.
No purchase necessary. We just want to see your smiling face.
Okay, then say you have these four or whatever number of passes or punches. What happens at the end of the evening?
So at the end of the evening, if it wasn't good enough to get all your Christmas shopping done and get it all done locally and visit a lot of these places, yeah, you got a happy fellow that's maybe over at Barrel 33 or maybe at 113 Main, hanging out with the ladies who are doing their shopping. There will be a grand prize drawing that will be held at 7:30 over at the 219 Lounge. And one over at the Pondere Winery. So here's the great part. You might be able to get all your shopping done here locally. The grand prize winners will receive a $250 local shopping spree and a pair of tickets to see Boys to Men at Northern Quest. So I grew up with Boys to Men, so I'm a fan, and my wife will be participating in this as well. We're probably not eligible to win as a shopping district member, but please get out there. There'll
be two of the grand prize winners.
I think we're doing, I'm going to have to defer on this one.
Explain. I'm looking at the poster.
Okay. So one grand prize of $250 shopping spree will be from Pondere Winery. And then the other grand prize winner will be the Boys to Men.
Two tickets at Northern Quest.
Right. And that'll be at,
one at the 219 and one over at the Pondere Winery.
219.
And you need to be there to be a winner.
That's right.
This one you do need to be as well, okay. So if you do get off of work a little bit, you're okay. Visit those four quadrants, get the stamps on there, and get it in over at the – we'll enter all of them in at the shops if you end up turning them in. We'll get them over to 219 and Pondere Winery as well. Just make sure you're there. And one thing that's happened over the course of the last year with our events is when we finish up for these drawings, it's kind of like the party atmosphere starts after that. Right? The 219 has had some great finishing over there. Pondere Winery, I can't say enough about those guys over there. Kylie jumps in to help with just about everything. And it's such a great location. It's a great place to follow off if you want to get some locally sourced wine. 219, you can get your mixology on as well, too. But again, it typically kicks off the holidays for just about everywhere in downtown Sandpoint.
Didn't the 219 have a prohibition party?
It's 100 years. You're stumping me on this. They are having their prohibition party. We actually just did a mixology course for someone over at 113 that was sponsored by the 219. That was a wealth of information. You never realize what goes into those handcrafted cocktails that were being made 100 years ago that are fashionable to this day with the same ingredients right now. So that was a heck of a lot of fun. It is an amazing night. Like I said, it really kicks off the holidays in downtown Sandpoint. I'm not going to lie. I haven't felt the festiveness yet. The tree lighting was really great. We had a ton of families out there. Farman was out there. We kind of thought everybody was going to descend on the businesses after the lighting was done, but everybody came before that. I was looking around the restaurant going, I can't believe how many children are in here right now. But it was a fantastic time, and I think everybody knows all the Christmas lights are up in downtown Sandpoint on all the trees.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a better looking Christmas city than Sandpoint when the snow is on the ground.
Yeah, and the lights are going, like you said, it's really something special that the city does for the downtown. And you mentioned 113 Main, and you were here a couple of weeks ago telling us about, you know, expanding the hours and the days. How are things going there?
Slow on Sundays and Mondays. We actually just finished off our second Monday, 2 days ago. And business was actually double from the last Monday. That I'm trying to be very optimistic. Mm-hmm. I wasn't saying a lot, but it was still double than that. So we're just getting the word out right now. So 7 days a week, 3 to 9 p.m. The bar typically stays open till 10 p.m. We've had a great run. The customers are fantastic. We're getting a lot of our Trinity customers, which has been really challenging because the water is like so ingrained into that experience. Mm-hmm. And for them to be able to come in, they're also finding parking. We haven't had any issues with parking over there. But it is. It's just a different feel. It's very unique. But it also reminds me of the old Cafe Trinity days. So for those people who have been around in the area for quite some time, we have an exhibition kitchen. It feels good to have everything new or quasi-new in the restaurant for the first time in many, many years since I've been up here. The staff is really digging it. We really want to give you that experience. One thing we see couples that go out all the time. And they go out of necessity. Hey, babe, are you hungry? Yeah, I'm hungry. Let's go eat. And one of the things that we're really getting right now is we're getting kind of the resurgence of date night, which has been really, really cool. Where you typically get the couples, they're just hungry. They need to get food. Both of them are on the cell phones. Both of them are putting their cell phones down. They're making eye contact with each other. They're trying appetizers, imported meats and cheeses and menu items that they've never tried. They're taking some of the suggestions of the handcrafted cocktails that our bartenders are doing over there. And the other fun thing we're seeing too is it's not just that part of the night that they're going out for the food and beverage. We're starting the night, right? And then they're going to the Panada, or they're going over to the bridge, or they're going to do some Christmas shopping for the family. And it's been really cool to see. And in a time when disposable income is not so disposable anymore, make those experiences that you have with your loved ones, make those an experience instead of, hey, I'm just hungry, let's go get something to eat. And I'm really hoping that we can offer that here as we get going with a full food and beverage service 7 days a week.
And what are the hours right now?
3 p.m. until 9 p.m. and the bar typically stays open till 10. And later if we've got a good enough crowd in there.
And back in the Trinity days, probably my favorite thing besides, you know, the Friday happy hour would be lunches. And you hinted, and I'm sure other people are asking you about lunch at 113 Main. You don't have to commit, but what do you think?
I should probably say my apologies now because, yes, I've heard it. We're seeing it on social media. I'm getting the text messages. I really got trying to get this place rocking and rolling in November. For those of you guys that know, November is a deeply challenging time for all of the businesses downtown. We were very happy that Schweitzer got open. We hope that they're getting snowed on as much as they possibly can. But with that said, it typically doesn't kick off until about mid-December. If we can get Sundays and Mondays rolling the way that we need to, we've got a tentative lunch menu set right now. I'm just a little scared to pull the plug on it until we know that there's going to be some business around.
Yeah.
So it is coming and we're working hard on it. We just got to make sure we pay the bills before we do anything crazy.
Yeah, let's not put the cart before the horse, but the first thing kicking off really the height of Christmas season in downtown Sandpoint is Ladies Night tomorrow. And again, the Sherry Meekings, tell us when does it start and when does it end? And
okay, Ladies Night is this Friday, December 8th, kicks off at 3 p.m. And it mainly takes place, the business is on 1st, 2nd, Cedar, Main. Did I get them all?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
Basically, the entire downtown corridor, we've got businesses that represent the shopping district that will also be incorporating their discounts as well, too.
You can find a complete list if you want to check out downtownsandpoint.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't use that as a resource, like as a local, check it out because it really gives you, kind of the vibe of what's happening downtown.
I'm looking at it right now, downtownsandpoint.com.
And you'll see QR codes that we've been using recently too, which brings you to that same page. So always, I mean, if you see that QR code, just put your camera up there and get on that code and it takes you right over to that website. And lots of great information on there.
Very good. So the ladies' night kicks off at Barrel 33, 3 o'clock, and the grand prize drawings at the 219 and the Pondere Winery at 7 p.m. You could win a $250 shopping spree or a pair of tickets to see Boys to Men at Northern Quest Casino. Justin Dick, Sherry Meekings, thank you so much for joining us here today. Did I miss anything?
One last thing. Okay. All of this is made possible by our two sponsors, 105.3 The Beach. Thank you guys very much. And lastly, Ting. If you don't know Kari Sakamano, please get to know this gal. She is always about, they sponsor just about everything in town. And if it wasn't for these two, it would be really challenging to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. And
absolutely.
Kari's been unbelievable, and what a great spokesperson for Ting.
Absolutely.
And what they're doing for the Panada, we'll learn more as the fundraising goes on. In fact, I believe Chris Bessler will be the guest speaker at the GML a week from tomorrow, nice. The luncheon. And by the way, you mentioned Christmas carols. John Burnell and his Sandpoint High School choir will be there for our Christmas entertainment.
The best.
As well.
Love it.
Just going to tell you right now, it's Kate McAllister's last GML, so or last one she'll be hosting. So
let's show
be sure
up and give her a proper send-off.
And if you've ever seen the John Burnell's choir doing Christmas carols, you don't want to miss that and learn more about the fund from Chris Bessler. So that's a week from tomorrow at the GML. But Justin, Sherry, thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you guys on the show, and we will do it again sometime.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you, Bob.
All right. We are going to take our final break here on North Idaho Wednesday, and Ruth from the Suzuki String Academy of Sandpoint will be with us in just a moment. We'll be talking about their Candlelight Concert Series. There's Holiday Classics coming up next week, and there's more events throughout the year. We'll learn more about that right after this.
Hi, I'm Becca from Winter Ridge. You can't do 26 years of something without a community of support at your back. We're here to thank you, Sandpoint. We are grateful and humbled to be able to operate in and provide for this city. Through the hard times, the good times, the pandemics, the fairs, through it all, you've been there. We truly love what we do, and we could not do it without each and every one of you who walked through those doors. Happy holidays, Sandpoint. Winter Ridge, your community choice at the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
0% interest for 84 months on all Bobcat compact tractors is now available at Northern Idaho Power Sports. Bobcat compact tractors are the anything done around the house rig, from blowing snow to moving dirt in heated and enclosed cab comfort. 0% for 84 months is an incredible deal. So come take advantage of these great interest rates now at Northern Idaho Power Sports, just 1.5 miles north of Sandpoint on Highway 95. Go to northernidahopowersports.com.
Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture and Carpet, One Floor and Home. It's the time of year when we like to invite our community into our store to reconnect with friends and neighbors and enjoy some baked treats and hot drinks. While we've decided not to invite everyone in for just 1 8-hour event, we are tagging the whole store with special sale pricing for the whole month of December. This is your chance to take advantage of holiday savings on living room, bedroom, and mattress sets. If it's time to upgrade your old carpet or laminate flooring, we have the latest trends in stain-resistant carpet, hardwood, and waterproof luxury plank that's sure to add comfort and beauty to your home, all on sale through the end of the year. We also recognize the giving nature of our community and are humbled to be your hometown furniture store and flooring store for over 76 years. All through December, a portion of all sales will be given to several local nonprofit organizations who work hard all year and help keep Sandpoint such a special place to be. So come on in and see us to enjoy some holiday savings or just stop by for a cup of coffee and a treat. Wishing you all a very Merry Christmas from your friends at Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. And right now, you you can save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. Just text MELT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text MELT to 200-300 right now to save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. But hurry, these big dollar savings won't last long. Text MELT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text the word MELT to 200-300. Text MELT to 200-300.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Hi, I want to thank our engineer, Pat, for throwing in the holiday Christmas music today, kind of kicking off the holidays here on North Idaho Wednesday. And if you like Christmas music, there's an event coming up that is designed just for you. It is December 15th and 16th, beginning of this year's Candlelight Concert Series presented by the Suzuki String Academy of Sandpoint. And Ruth Klingensmith is with us once again to tell us about that. And before I forget, Ruth.
Yes.
This Friday you have an event going on that I don't have in my notes. What,
yeah.
What is that all
yeah.
about?
Yeah, so this Friday's event is our student Christmas concert. And that one's free. It's at Christ Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, right off of Pine Street, across from
the Y.
I'm used, yeah. So that one's a free, fun family event, more Christmas music. The Candlelight Concert Series is not our students. It's going to be our faculty and friends performing.
While we're on the subject of the students,
yes.
What is the age range from the students at your academy?
We teach as young as 3. We start on an instrument. And
isn't
we
it
go
awfully
all...
hard to keep a 3-year-old's attention?
Well, it's how you approach it, right? And that's really with any type of learning. Is like, what's your approach? Of course, your approach with a 3-year-old is going to look very different than with a 10-year-old or a teen or even an adult. And we have students all the way up through adult. When they're that young, they're starting with their parent, and so their parent's also learning the instrument with them,
yeah.
Which is really fun.
I love that aspect of it. That's it's really a unique approach to teaching music.
Yeah. And it creates a beautiful bond is what we've seen over the last 5 years.
So that's this Friday at Christ Our Redeemer Church across from the Y on Pine Street, and it's free. And what time?
6 p.m.
Just bring the kids and check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but the big event, the one we came on to talk more about today, is the Holiday Classics of the Candlelight Concert Series. It's December 15th and 16th. Profits from the event support students and music programs, of course, at the Suzuki String Academy. And tell us where that is. And it's a formal, right?
Yes, it's going to be a very formal. We're calling it black tie, but you can show up in your suit as well. And so this will be at the Heartwood Center, right off of Church Street there by Evans Brothers. It's a beautiful location. If you haven't been in there, it's been renovated inside.
It was the original St. Joseph's mm-hmm. Catholic Church for about 100 years.
Yeah.
And I was so glad when they moved to their new church that building didn't get torn mm-hmm. down or anything like that. They did take out the stained glass windows. I think that would have been cool to keep them.
But
the Heartwood Center is wonderful, and for an event like this, it's the perfect size.
It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. So we'll start the evening off with wine by Pondere Winery and charcuterie by Black Caviar Catering.
Hmm.
And that's all complimentary with your ticket entrance. We have VIP tickets where you can get in a little bit earlier if you just want to leisurely enjoy your drink and charcuterie. And then we will start the concert at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. And the whole premise is just setting the mood. It's going to be a beautiful
evening of music lit by candles all through the auditorium and on the stage. Very romantic. It's a perfect date night thing. It's a perfect experience gift. I've heard lots of people excited about it. It's kind of something different for this area. And even people saying, oh, this would be the perfect experience gift, because I feel like now as a culture, we want to have more experiences than more things.
So how do you get tickets?
So you can, we have our ticket link. It's on Eventbrite. You can find it, or you can go on our website, SuzukiStringAcademy.com, under events, okay, and you'll be able to find Candlelight Concert. And it is a series. So this first one is our Christmas music series. We'll have a large variety of Christmas songs, from just your traditional Christmas music to jazz. Mm. We have some guests, artists joining us, including
you mentioned
a
that
singer.
It, this is not necessarily your students putting on this concert. So tell us, who is it?
Well, we have Brendan Naples singing some classic Christmas songs with us, and then we have a group of about 8 string players. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have 4 violins, cello, and viola. Mm-hmm. And that's a combination of our faculty and friends that we've performed with in the community as well.
And again, the happy hour, so to speak, begins at 6, and the event begins, the concert itself begins at 7. How long
yes.
do you expect it to?
It will be about an hour and a half with like a 15-minute intermission.
That's what I was picturing, 90 minutes. And it's $75 for a VIP, the early entrance and prime seating, and $65 for general admission. Both general admission and the VIP can come in at 6, or how does that work?
The general, to just shorten the lines, VIP can come in as early as 6 p.m., and then the general admission can enter at 6:30.
Is this your first year doing this?
This event, yes, this okay. kind of thing, yeah. We're very excited. It's been so much fun playing this music. I'll be performing in the event, as well as Marianne Wall, our other violin instructor, Jacinta Howard, Scott Buchanugan, and Andy Ulrich, and Evan Schwenk.
And again, that is December 15th and 16th at, you can go to eventbrite.com/e-candlelight concert series, or you can just Google it and you'll find it, or SuzukiStringAcademy.com, and you just click on events and all the events come up, and that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, it will be, and it's going to be a magical evening, so come enjoy, get in the holiday spirit. Hopefully we'll have some snow by then.
We should.
Yes.
We should have snow by then.
We should. And just enjoy a beautiful evening. Our next event you'll want to keep in the back of your mind, since this is a series, will be a Valentine's concert, February 9th and 10th.
February 9th and 10th, and you're calling that, speaking of Valentine's Day, Timeless Love Songs?
Yes.
And the same type of performance?
Yeah.
Or?
It's similar. We'll have probably champagne and chocolate type things in honor of Valentine's Day.
And this goes to help Suzuki String Academy.
Yes.
Teach the kids.
Yes.
It's all good. Speaking yeah. of kids, you can bring them. Oh, can the kids come to the Candlelight series?
They can if they can make it through the concert, because this is a longer one.
Okay.
And there is going to be wine there. So it's catered more towards adults,
yeah,
but we do have some kids that will probably be there.
And again, more of the family event is this Friday at the 1900 Pine Street. It's absolutely free at 6 o'clock, so that's the one you want to bring the entire family to. Ruth, thank you so much for joining us again. I have a feeling we'll see you here again in February, and I can't wait. So
thanks for having me.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
That's the first time I've said that this year. Anyway, that's it for today. I'm back in here tomorrow, North Idaho, Thursday. If you can join us, we'll be having our monthly visit with Bonner General Health, as well as our monthly visit with Brenda and Marie from the Sandpoint Senior Center, as well as Rob Talbot, the new executive director at the Panada Theater. Lots going on at the Panada for the month of December, and we'll learn all about it tomorrow. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned away down low.